probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
It's Courtney DeFeo here at Pardon the Mess, and we are praying together on Mondays, and they're supposed to be short and sweet, like 5 to 10 minutes, but I'm telling you, I love this one so much that I may ramble on for a second, so bear with me. But invite a friend, share this with a friend, and ask them to start praying with you on Mondays. We've got a journal called Marked by Prayer that you can order at markedbyprayer.org. Did you hear my Voxer go off? Okay, phone is silent. And you don't have to have that. It's just a fun way to go along with what we're praying and take some notes for your kids. But if you're just tuning in, welcome. We're so glad you're here. So here's how we do it. I just chat and ramble about the idea and what God has to say about it. And then we simply pray together. And we're going to be doing it all school year long for many, many topics. So let's go. Generosity. Okay. I love this topic so much. And it's one of those things in the Bible that I'm like, yes, I can get behind that because I was raised in a home that was super, super generous. I was raised by parents that didn't just tithe and give of their money. They gave of themselves and all the things that we had. And it was really inspiring to watch. And I hope that I have modeled that for my kids. And then I'm watching them start to be generous with their lives. And it's really cool to watch those things trickle down. Now, there's other things that God asks us to do in the Bible, like, I don't know, self-control that I have more of a problem with, or patience. So this just happens to be one that I get really geeked out about, and I have felt and experienced God in my family in such a powerful way through this idea of giving of yourselves that I highly encourage you to pray about it for your kids and pray that all of ours will be rooted in just hearts that are ready to just give away and be generous from the gift that is God. So start there. Everything is from God. He is the most generous example. He gave us his life. And so we just, that fact right there means that we have been given so much. What are we going to do with that? And so the first idea is, whose idea was generosity? Of course, it was God. Everything is from God. And so in 1 Peter 4:10, it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. And I love that word steward. It means that we're a manager. So we don't just get something and then curl our fingers around it and consume it and keep it for ourselves. God's design for us is that we are given gifts, whether it's spiritual gifts of encouragement or leadership or service, or as physical money. There's so many things we're given. Air, we're given a home, we're given food, we're given our talents, our gifts. And so we are to be stewards of them, manage them well, and not just put our fingers around them and hold tight just for us. So as I'm talking, I want us to start praying like, Lord, how could you use what you've given our family to bless others and ultimately bring you glory and bring others closer to you? So God's idea was generosity. Secondly, when do we give? I would say all the time, but let's see what the Bible says. 1 John 3:17 says, but if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? And that's basically saying like the two go hand in hand. If you see a need in the world and we're not responding, then he's really questioning like, is God's love really in there? Because his heart breaks for those in need, so our hearts should break for them. Now, does that mean every time there's a crisis in the world, you need to give away half of your income? No. I think this is meaning that we need to just be aware of what breaks God's heart and then be walking so in step with Jesus and His Holy Spirit that we can respond to those needs in appropriate ways. And there's been times in my life I've seen a need and ignored it. There's been times in my life when I saw a need and overstepped and it wasn't mine to take care of. And so this is a tricky place, but the more we can be aware to what God is doing in the world, He doesn't need us to get these things done. We don't have to give, but we get to. So it's almost like jumping into a bigger story that's going on in the world. And when we get to be a part of it, it's extremely rewarding. Okay, so why give? Acts 20:35 says it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessed to give than receive. And there's a lot of reasons why we should give. Well, one, it's biblical. He instructs us to do that. But remember, it benefits other people for sure when we bless somebody, but it also benefits us and our families. So if you've ever been a part of something where they ask you to maybe serve at church, like I volunteer on Wednesdays with high schoolers, and you're like, okay, I'll help. I know these kids need me. And then you get there and you realize you are completely blessed because it feels better. When we're walking in the way God designed us, it feels better to be acting and living from a life that's giving and being generous versus always receiving. The last point I want to make is how to give. And so all throughout the Bible, we see examples of giving and generosity that are well beyond money. Is it biblical to tithe and to give a portion of our income back to Him? Absolutely. But it's not just our money. We see time and time again in our Bible and time again throughout history, and even you know this now, that when we give things like our talents or our gifts, it is a blessing to others and it changes our lives as well. So just be open to how to give. That say, if you're in a season where finances are super, super tight, there may be other ways that you can give from your time or your talents. And I would say anything is on the table. Just keep open hands, open hearts, that we're not clinging to everything that we get. And we're asking God, like, how do you want to use me in this season? For one example I want to share with you is we serve at an organization called Lighthouse Family Retreat, and it's for kids with cancer, families that are fighting through childhood cancer, and for the whole family to go on a free beach vacation every summer. And this is a shameless plug, but I have to use it because it's impacted our kids so much. But it has become one of my children's favorite things to do. And I watch them learn how to serve in such unique ways. And, you know, from the time they were like 7 and 8, they were doing this. And I would watch my kids give of their time, their energy, their desires on vacation, because these families come first. It's whatever they want. We're doing whatever they want. So maybe my kids want to go to the pool. Well, no, these kids are going to the beach. Or maybe my kids wanted hot dogs, but there's none left because the family took it. Then you get a hamburger. And so it's simple stuff like that, but it's the practice of saying, you know what? You are more important than me. I'm going to take a seat of humility and not be so selfish, which is, by the way, a very kid thing to do. And I watch the best of my kids come out in this experience. And you don't have to go to Lighthouse to do this, but this is the power of generosity. I watch my kids give of their food, their seat, their playtime, simple things like their smiles, their words of affirmation, just seeing these kids and inviting them to sit with them and scoot over. There's so many ways our children can practice generosity and put others before themselves. I would just love to remind you, by the way, I know we all go here. We're like, oh, great. Another area where I'm failing as a mom. You are not a bad parent. You do not have bad children if they are selfish. That's age appropriate stuff. They come out of the womb ready to say, me, I'm hungry, feed me, I want to go here. And we just need to be careful not to get caught up in how the world instructs them to operate. As believers, we want a different way. We want to honor God and glorify Him through living generous lives. It's not giving away everything we have and then letting people run all over you. It's not giving to the point that we can't feed our own kids, but it's recognizing that we are but stewards of the gracious gifts God's given us. And we're walking so closely with Jesus that we hear from Him on when to step into a need that He wants us specifically to take care of, and being creative, knowing that it, again, doesn't always look like money. So what does it look like? Are we generous with our encouragement? Are we generous with our assumptions? Are we generous with our time? And we're calling somebody that's really lonely and saying, I'd rather do this and go shopping or get something done around the house, but I know this person needs an hour of our time today. So there's no finish line. I want to remind you that there's no amount that you get to this point of generosity. And Jesus is like, okay, You've achieved it, now you're in. But you have already been given the gift of salvation, His grace and love before any of that. It's out of the overflow of that insane gift that we can live our lives open to share and spread around in a way that people get to know Him personally. And that's the ball game. So I could talk on that for 30 minutes, but I hope you hear that I'm passionate about it. I think it's a game changer for families to operate that way, and it will pass down for generations. I literally watched my mom do this very, very tangibly, and I wanted to do it the same for my kids. And so I hope they are picking up on that as well. Okay, let's pray for our kiddos today. Oh, Lord, I just threw out so much, and I pray that You will toss out anything that's not from You or anything that's not biblical, and You will just sear something in the hearts of these parents listening today about how You want us to live generous lives. Lord, bake that so deeply in our hearts that we just see every day as an opportunity to give from the gift of Your salvation and Your grace and Your love. Lord, help us to model this as we ask every week. We want to be parents that aren't perfect, but parents that are growing and getting closer and closer to living a life that's pleasing to You. Lord, I pray that we'll listen closely to You and Your Holy Spirit, that when You ask us to give specifically, that we will have the courage to respond and obey. And it could be something really weird, from that guy needs a bottle of water to that person needs a check. And we would just get so used to hearing Your voice that we understand You are over it all. You're the big story operating this entire thing, and that we get to be a piece of that story when we respond in obedience to You. Lord, I pray that we will begin to see the needs all around us and just keep eyes just as You would on the people that are in greatest need, and that we will just be like radars that are looking for that every day and stepping into those places of hurt and desperation. Lord, I pray that our families would be leaders in generosity in our communities. I pray, Lord, that You would purify our hearts and motives. This is a big one for me. Lord, You know, in the past, I've wanted credit and I've wanted the glory, which is not why we give. Lord, I pray that we will begin to give freely and cheerfully. And even if we never get the thanks, that we know we obeyed and honored You. And it is never about us getting the glory. It's about Your glory and about people learning to getting to know You. Lord, I pray that we will value others more than ourselves, and start to approach every day not just worried about what we don't have, but what we do have and what we can pass on for others. Lord, I pray that You would press on each heart that is listening today. Lord, what is one area that we can loosen our grip on? Just bring that to light. What is just one way? Is it our money? Is it in our gifts? Is it in our time that we can begin to give more generously in our lives in the very daily aspects? Lord, I pray for Ella and Larson and all the kids that are represented. I pray that You will give them a heart of generosity that's so deep in them that it becomes habit, that it becomes contagious, that it becomes just a daily part of their lives, that they are waking up looking for ways that they can share and give what You've given to them. Lord, I pray that we do not get wrapped up in the credit, that we will just keep moving and keep obeying and not worry about even, you know, a point system, that we give and they didn't give back, and that we would just be people that are at peace and can move forward knowing that we obeyed You and we did the thing You asked us to do, and there's no credit needed. Lord, I pray for these kids. I love them so much, and I love all the kids listening to you. I don't even know them, but I thank You for those kids that are already doing this, that they just wake up looking for others. And I pray for the ones that aren't, that we would be gentle on them and realize that they are kids, and that we would have empathy, that they are struggling with a lot, and just begin to model and live out these tiny moments every day of generosity to kind of look around the world and see who else is out there and who might have something that You need us to, a need that You need us to fulfill. Lord, I love You. I thank You for these kids. I thank You that we get to be a part of what You're doing in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.